95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, is now Daytona's beverage and thirst quenching station. Because it's time for a Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S.R. Perot right there. You might know him from things like drinks and beverages and happiness and sunshine. Hi, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome back.
You get that thing all figured out? Titan right here, man.
You know, I call this Morning Hog Happy Hour for a reason, because a lot of people on Fridays are like, man, I just want to get to the weekend. We just want to get to Friday morning. We don't even need the weekend. It starts now.
Exactly.
And you were kind enough to bring a little array of flavors. This is what we call the summer seasonals.
Summer seasonals. Okay. Seasonals for summer. Okay. Does that work too?
I don't want to start a thing here, but Steve is a stickler for the calendar, and he knows that summer hasn't started yet. He's in denial.
Summer solstice has not started.
So maybe these drinks will help Steve accept that summer's here. Fair enough? Let's see if we can convince him.
Yep. It'd be cool if I had some cups, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get those, and you tell us about the beverages.
Okay. All right. So I have a few different things here today. Some new ones. A couple oldies. You want to start with beer, or you want to start with some malt beverage?
Oh, some malt.
You want to start with the malt?
Malt? Let's get the malt.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right.
Let's do this.
So we're going to start off with our friends over there at Mike's.
Okay.
What are they known for, Steve?
Lemonade.
That's right. Hard lemonade, right?
Lemonade. Hard lemonade. Actually.
What if I told you I had some limeade?
Oh. I would
Well, I tell you what, the only thing I really drink at Sonic is their cherry limeade. I love limeades.
You got any cherries in your fruit bowl over there?
I sure do not.
What about a blackberry limeade? Something like that.
Let's do it.
Give it to me.
Oh, that smells good.
So, in the past, Mike's have had this flavor. People started like really clamoring for it because it went away for a bit.
Ooh.
So they're bringing back as a summer seasonal, or a seasonal for summer.
I don't even know.
Interchangeable. 5% alcohol.
That's good.
Oh, that's really good. That is not a bitey lime. That's a friendly lime. Like your buddy, like your neighbor who loaned you stuff.
I think I prefer lime over lemon.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do too. That's a triple play right there.
Wow. We hardly ever get along like this.
Right, yeah.
Look out. I do. Sorry, lemons. Step aside.
Don't be sorry.
But yeah, Mike's has a wide, wide array of flavors, right? Mm-hmm. So it's cool when they bring back an old flavor and back into the mix. But there's also some great other summer ones out there. So keep your eyes peeled. Or check out the website.
It sort of makes it a little sweet.
There's a little bit of sugar in there. Way. But there's some sugar in there that kind of help you out and get it down.
Website, srprod.com/beerfinder. That's right.
Sorry about that, Riggs.
It's all right, bro. You know, I almost want to salt this rim. Just want to put that out there.
Don't salt mine.
Well, we're aware.
All right.
Do not bring that up. Oh, because then we won't get along again.
Yeah, really. Here we go.
Let's just continue. I'm in a good mood.
Campaign.
Yeah. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, keep the happiness going, Josh, please. I told you. He's feisty.
Push it to the back
of my
mind.
It's really good, though. It's very, very good. It's like a turbo Sprite.
That's right. Ooh, okay. I like it.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Turbo Sprite.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you about to pull out a can over there?
I am. Okay. Big boy. Big boy can. 24-ounce can.
Look out.
Got to check out the video to see the size, but 24 ounces.
Okay.
Friends over there at Twisted Tea.
Yes.
Remember we did the Rocket Pop not too long ago?
I do.
That was exclusively in the variety packs.
It was so good.
Still out there, by the way.
Okay.
But very, very limited again. I have people going out and buying it just for that flavor, so definitely jump on board. But I have another new flavor. This will be semi-year-round. They're kind of testing the waters a little bit. Okay. But you should be able to find it on a pretty regular basis in our market, at least. So this is Twisted Tea Pineapple.
Oh, baby.
I think over the last couple of years, Riggs and I have definitely jumped on the pineapple train.
I'm on a big pineapple thing, and I when I moved, I couldn't find my pineapple core. And I was panicking, but I found it this weekend. I was coring the hell out of some pineapples last
week. That smells really good.
Like a pulp all over me.
Wow.
Oh, it smells really good.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a...
Ooh.
That's not usually a flavor you would typically think of mixing together.
No.
You know, you've had all kinds of teas out there. Right? Yeah. Raspberry tea. And
peach.
Peach tea and stuff like that. Pineapple tea, I don't know if I've ever seen it before.
Right.
But I'm a little disappointed that nobody else has done it.
Right.
But I'm happy for Twisted Tea because they did.
Why haven't they? That's a very strange thing.
I don't think you're typically putting a tropical fruit in a tea, right?
I mean, I wouldn't think to.
Uh-oh.
No. I've seen mango.
That would be a tropical fruit, wouldn't it?
There you go.
Okay. Might be the first time you've been right.
Case proven.
I'm almost like kind of freaked out by that. But yes, that's Steve dropping a fruit bomb on us.
Literally.
And Twisted Tea is really, the blending seems to be the key, right?
Well, so they brew an actual tea.
Yeah.
And it's a base tea, and then they add the flavors to it.
Okay.
So you're getting the nice twisted flavor across the board. and then you get your fruit flavors and Rock and Pop and stuff like that
right.
added in.
So did you offer me like a regular tea recently, Steve? And I was like, I'm not drinking regular tea. That's gross. That's just wet. That's wet leaves. And I was like, no, keep it. But you start tossing flavor in like this.
And alcohol.
Also 5% alcohol, come on.
Jeez. No wonder.
I think that's a qualifier for me. But
no wonder. And don't forget, 24 ounces.
Right.
I mean, yeah, so these are exclusively 24 ounces. So check out your convenience stores. Usually going to be the first place you find them.
Big boy.
You know, Circle K's, Racetracks, Wawa's, Independence, stuff like that. Sure. Or again, you can check out the website.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. Great time to take a little break. Morning Hog Brew Review. More coming up on the next side on 95.7 The Hog.